Once you start to believe that you are indeed a creative person, you'll find yourself generating ideas in all aspects of your life that you would not have believed possible before. Such ideas can affect not only your real estate investment career, but your daily life as well. Aside from filling your world with affirmations, you should also practice looking for creative solutions to every problem you face. When you're confronted with a problem, no matter how small, write down the obvious solution along with several alternatives. By doing so, you'll be training yourself to think outside the box. In real estate investing, every transaction is different and unique, and each one needs to be approached with an open mind. When looking for solutions to challenges in real estate investing, don't be shackled by restrictions and limitations that are imposed on you by convention or tradition. Think of your solutions not as abnormal or unconventional, but as practical for you and the seller. Also, don't worry about rejection. Not because you will never be rejected, sometimes you will be, but because worrying about rejection is mentally draining and truly irrelevant to what you're trying to achieve. Successful people always face more rejection and failure than those who are not successful. Why? Because they're always striving for success, and in doing so, they experience some rejection and some failure. I believe that creative real estate investors observe two important principles. One is to ignore the notion that there is a standard way of paying money owed. The other is to ask questions instead of jumping to conclusions. The first principle tackles one of the biggest and most costly misconceptions that a beginning investor usually has, and that is that there is a standard way of paying money owed. If two people agree to a certain interest rate or repayment plan, they have created a lawful contract no matter how much that plan varies from the norm. For example, if you loan money to me and we agree that I should repay that money in one lump sum with no interest at the end of 50 years, we have a legal agreement. If we agree that I'll pay 25% interest, we also have a legal agreement, provided we've not violated any state usury laws. The other principle I mentioned, that you must learn to ask questions rather than draw conclusions, is equally important. For example, if you ask a novice investor whether he would rather pay 7% or 9% interest on a loan, the answer is almost always 7%. The experienced investor, on the other hand, says, "Tell me more." The 9% rate might be a better interest rate than 7% rate if only 5% of the 9% is paid each year, with a balance of 4% being deferred for 5 years, or what if it was forgiven if the loan is paid off before 4 years? The point here is that the difference between the stated 7% and 9% interest is not cut and dried. The larger point is that if you jump to conclusions without asking questions, you might miss out on some big opportunities. Let's look at some examples. Years ago, one of my students from Cincinnati bought a 40-acre farm with seller financing. He had no cash or credit, so initially he was faced with the problem of how to come up with the $25,000 cash down payment the sellers wanted. To get the money, he contacted a local lumber company and made a deal with them. He would sell them the right to cut down and take away a number of trees on the property once he owned it. In exchange for the right to cut down the trees, the lumber company advanced him $25,000, which he used to make the down payment. In a similar case, a student of mine who was a new dental school graduate was trying to buy an existing dental practice. Although the retiring dentist agreed to finance most of the transaction, he did insist on some money down. The new graduate did not have any established credit locally. He had no ready access to money he needed for the down payment, and as a matter of fact, he even had a number of outstanding student loans. To get the cash he needed, he contacted a local equipment leasing company, which agreed to advance the necessary cash in return for taking title to all of the dental equipment. He also got the selling dentist to release the dental equipment out from under the mortgage that he was taking back in return for the cash down payment. The young dentist then leased the equipment back from the leasing company with an option to purchase the equipment at the end of 5 years. Very creative. I myself have used creative thinking to make transactions many times over the years. For example, some time ago I bought a 48-unit apartment building creatively with very little money down. I then converted the apartments into condominiums and sold them in blocks of four or five to individual investors at nearly twice what I had originally paid on a per-unit basis. While the use of the building did not change, the legal framework did, and by doing this, I was able to make a huge profit. Now let me recap the material I've covered in this audio chapter. To To be successful as a real estate investor and to enjoy life to its fullest, you must tap your inborn creativity. Unfortunately, society tends to discourage our creativity and mold us into people who view things from one perspective. To develop your creativity, you must defy the negative influences of society and surround yourself with affirmations of your ability to solve problems. To build your self-esteem, you should remind yourself every day, out loud, that you are a creative person, and you can find multiple solutions for even the small problems that come up in the course of your day. When it comes to real estate investing, you must convince yourself that there are no conventional ways of buying a property. You must learn to ask questions rather than jumping to conclusions. Only by doing this can you hope to arrive at truly creative solutions to the challenges of investing. You are creative. I truly believe that. And it's your right as a human being to defy the forces of society that try to nip your creativity in the bud. It takes work to do that, though, and it's not going to happen overnight. You have to train yourself to think of yourself as creative. The fact that you're studying this course tells me that you're interested in breaking out of the old patterns and thinking of things in new ways, which in turn says to me that you're headed in the right direction. All that remains is for you to follow through.